Is the president a leaker? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. That is where the investigation into the Valerie Plame leak has now led us. Now, no one is saying that the president leaked her CIA identity, but court documents indicate he did have a role in leaking something else. Back in 2003, the administration was trying to show that the decision to go to war in Iraq was based on credible information that Iraq had a nuclear weapons program. So when Valerie Plame's husband, Joseph Wilson, started poo-pooing the idea that Iraq was building nukes, the vice president decided the public needed the truth and urged his assistant, Scooter Libby, to show the intel to the New York Times, assuring him, according to these new court documents, that the permission had come from the president himself. And so Scooter gave the Times the info that Iraq was, quote, vigorously trying to procure uranium. And this is now being portrayed as a presidential leak. But hold on just a second. If the president authorizes it, how can it be a leak? The president is the commander in chief. As we all now know, he, on his own, has the power to decide who to lock up as an enemy and whose phone to tap. If he can do that, he clearly has the power to decide what's classified. No, if a president leaks, it's not leaking. It's truthing. Plus, remember, the president has ordered his administration to get to the bottom of all these leaks, which means that if he had truly leaked anything he hadn't authorized himself to leak, as commander-in-chief, he clearly has the authority to tap his phone for evidence and imprison himself without charges. Problem solved.